This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today, there are two U.S. Senate elections in Georgia. Of course, you know that because they will likely determine the direction of the U.S. Senate and the country. In past years, a runoff election for the U.S. Senate did not garner much attention from most Americans, but this has not been a normal year. And this year of 2021 is starting off with even more turmoil. In addition to these two U.S. Senate elections in Georgia today is the certification of the Electoral College votes tomorrow. In past years, this has been routine and rarely controversial, but this has not been a normal year for elections. When you think back to last year, you see lots of examples of turmoil that reminded us of previous years. For example, the year began with an impeachment that reminded us of 1974 or even 1998. Then we had a pandemic that reminded us of 1918. That was followed by a recession that exceeded what took place in 2008. Then we had street riots like those in 1968. And finally, we had a contested election like the year 2000. We have managed to pack as much turmoil into one year as anyone could possibly imagine, and the beginning of 2021 looks like more turmoil could be on the way. When the Census Bureau started to track Americans' income, they concluded that nearly half had lost income since March. As I mentioned yesterday, much of the impact has fallen on the minorities and the poor. Will America get back to normal very soon? We certainly hope so, but the economic impact will follow these families into the year for many months. This is a time to remind each other that God is sovereign and in control, even when things look out of control. Christians in previous centuries have lived through much worse than what we are facing, and they learned to trust in God and be faithful witnesses. We must do the same. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.